This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia, China, Pakistan, and the United States are working together to ensure that Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers keep their promises, especially to form a genuinely representative government and prevent extremism from spreading. That's according to Russia's foreign ministry on Saturday. Sergei Lavrov said the four countries are in ongoing contact. He said representatives from Russia, China, and Pakistan recently traveled to Qatar and then to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to engage with both the Taliban and representatives of secular authorities. The former president, Hamid Karzai, and Abdullah Abdullah, who headed the ousted government's negotiating council with the Taliban. Lavrov said the interim government announced by the Taliban does not reflect the whole gamut and of Afghan society and the ethno-religious political forces, so they're engaging in contacts, and those contacts, again, are ongoing. Russia's foreign minister is defending the Mali government's right to hire a private Russian military company to help fight terrorists. He accuses French troops in the country of failing to get rid of them and scolding the European Union for demanding that the Russians leave. Sergei Lavrov said the company has a legitimate right to be in the West African nation because it was invited by their transitional government, and the Russian government is not involved. France and Germany have both objected to the presence of mercenaries from the Wagner Group, which reportedly is linked to the Kremlin, and Mali, which also hosts a UN peacekeeping mission. Again, Russia's foreign minister now defends the Mali government's right to hire the private Russian military company to